Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back. You came back for more, huh?
You know, it's funny. After I record something, I'm always like, oh, I should have said that and I should have said this. And I don't know. It's kind of in the spur of the moment. So this is good practice for me because I'm always that person that has thought about things that I said to other people and like, oh, I should have said this. So, but anyway, I do have a podcast, so I can always say something else. This week, a friend of mine told me about this new online app called Lunch Club. I was in Clubhouse, and I'm still kind of intrigued by Clubhouse. I don't know if you know about this new app. It's a bunch of, I kind of equate it to like a big old hotel. And you walk in and you open a door and there's like 50 people in there. There could be 2 people in there. There could be 1,000 people in there talking about one topic. And there's people up on stage and they can bring you up to ask a question or to contribute to the conversation. But there's things as far as how to make $1 million with your social media or how to eat better. And, you know, I go into the nutrition ones and how to think about things differently outside the box type stuff. So anyway, so I joined up with Lunch Club, which is a little more one-on-one networking. It's kind of like LinkedIn meets Clubhouse meets FaceTime, I guess. So they have this platform where you can actually brainstorm with people who share a similar interest that you like kind of check off the box at the beginning when you sign up. And you can always change those things. So I checked off things like entrepreneurship, brainstorming. I can't even remember everything else I checked off. But I like everything and anything, so I never know who I'm going to meet up with. And I've only done one, so I shouldn't say that I've done it more than once. So it's like I just signed up for one a week. And so this guy that I met this week, he's like very excited about launching this new platform, and it's an amazing idea. And I kind of introduced myself not knowing what his idea was, obviously, because I had never heard of it. And it was exactly like what I was saying about networking and meeting people and inspired to go to other countries and meet people in other countries. And kind of, I wanted to travel the world and do this podcast where you hear other people's stories. Cause I think that's the thing that we're missing is finding out about people that we might think are different than us, but actually we're all pretty much the same. When I went to India and I met these women that were living in shacks down by the ocean, seriously, shacks. Like, I mean, sticks and tarps, sticks and blankets. But they emerged from them every morning, like, dressed and looking beautiful and just very well put together. And this is how they lived. And it was a little tiny fishing village. But they all want the same things that we all want. We want our health. We want our children to be healthy and educated and successful. And, you know, we might measure things differently, but we all are human. We all have the fundamental same needs and desires. And when we go out with our friends to watch music or have a bonfire on the beach or get together with friends and laugh and share food and drinks, and we all do those same things. It's very, very similar across the entire planet. Across the entire planet. So this guy set up this platform to kind of address all of that and find the humanity. And I also said, though, it's important also to see our differences. Because, you know, when people say, I don't see color, it's not that they're not seeing color, but they're not using color as a barrier. You know, that's kind of what they mean. And people shouldn't take it literally. But we should see our differences. We should see that these people eat different food than I do. But be curious about it. Open up your thoughts and in your heart and say, oh my gosh, what is that? I want to try it. You know, find out more about other cultures, because that's what's going to connect us. So anyway, what this guy's doing is just amazing, and it blew me away, and it's right in my wheelhouse. And we talked for like 2 hours. It's supposed to be a 45-minute conversation. And we connected and we just talked for like hours. It was fantastic and it was a lot of fun. So I just wanted to share that experience that I had and just my true belief that we all just need to relax a little bit and understand that we're all humans. And some people might be having a bad day. So yeah, give them the benefit of the doubt more than not. Okay, carry on.